Hello and welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Nupur Rajay, and today I'm going to discuss therapeutic interventions for smoldering multiple myeloma. As you all know, the topic of treatment for smoldering myeloma has been a topic of great debate over the last several years. We now have several randomized trials in the smoldering myeloma space. It started off with the Curadex trial, which showed an overall survival benefit in patients with smoldering multiple myeloma who got lenalidomide. More recently, we've seen data from the ECOG trial, again comparing lenalidomide to observation, and patients who received lenalidomide at least had a progression-free survival benefit. Having said this, the standard of care for smoldering multiple myeloma still remains observation and close follow-up. We have done better in terms of risk stratifying these patients, and we now are able to identify high-risk patients. And again, I would suggest that the high-risk patient population should be considered for clinical trials in the smoldering multiple myeloma space. The intermediate and the low-risk patients need to be followed very closely or considered for specific trials in that space, but the standard of care for that patient population would still be observation and close follow-up until they progress to active symptomatic multiple myeloma. Thank you for viewing this activity.